got some money to spend tonight.
You know what that means. It's time to find out what's happening in the Pikes Peak region this weekend with Jonathan Toman, who is the manager of Peak Radar for the cultural office of the Pikes Peak region. And you know, a really funny feeling, Jonathan, that there is a lot going on this weekend. I don't know why.
No, I couldn't tell you either. I just would say that it seems like we're racing to the weekend, maybe.
Do you like that? That was really good. Racing to the weekend.
Racing to
I
the
like
weekend.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
I'll explain it to you later.
Thank you. I need help with it.
Yeah. Of course, this is the Hill Climb weekend. And so tonight in downtown Carter Springs is Fan Fest.
Woo-woo!
A free, essentially, 10-block street party. There will be all sorts of entertainment, local vendors, and for some action, because it is the Hill Climb Fan Fest, they'll have stunts performed by the Red Bull motorcycle jumpers, along with all sorts of racing things happening. So Fan Fest is a great opportunity to get downtown tonight and kick off the weekend for the Hill Climb.
Love it. It's going to be so much fun. And of course, we got to plug that we're going to be there too. So, you know,
well,
stop by and see
there
us.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to throw you a curveball and not talk about the Hill Climb itself just yet. Saturday, tomorrow morning, is the Big Dog Brag Colorado Mud Run out at the Ram Off-Road Park out toward Ellicott on Highway 94. So it's a 5K and 2K mud obstacle event that features 25 fun and challenging obstacles, including a 70-foot mud slide, cargo net canyons, real mud pits, swinging bridges, all sorts of things to make a fun 5K and 2K run tomorrow for the mud run.
I love it.
And
sounds
now,
fun.
Okay, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
As long as you have your washer on standby when you get back.
That's exactly right. Or maybe just a trash bag. I mean, you never know whichever comes in more handy.
Either or.
Right.
And then, of course, Sunday morning, get up early and go check out the Broadmoor Pikes Peak International Hill Climb. Of course, the automobile and motorcycle hill climb known as the Race to the Clouds. Founded all the way back in 1916, so they've been doing this quite a long time. Competitors climb over 4,700 feet up, and of course, as they get toward the summit, the thin air slows their reflexes of the competitors and saps their strength, but it also robs the internal combustion engines of up to 30% of the power that they're capable of at the starting line. So there's a war of attrition almost to get up the mountain as fast as you can. The Hill Climb, of course, is Sunday. And then two more events beyond the Hill Climb to check out. Freedom Fest is today and tomorrow down at Iron Horse Park at Fort Carson.
So much
the
fun.
Festival itself is free. Yeah, a fun couple of days for sure. Carnival rides, glow runs, sand volleyball tournament, food vendors, outdoor games, fireworks show as well, and of course all kinds of music highlighted by Morgan Wallen down at Fort Carson. And finally, Measure for Measure has opened at Rockledge Ranch Historic Site. That's TheaterWorks' summer Shakespeare performance.
Yeah.
And it's the first time that they've done that play in particular. So it raises complicated questions around mercy, justice, and how to wield power. But it's a fun opportunity to go see some theater out at Rockledge Ranch. And that runs open this week and runs through July 21st, but get your tickets soon because those go quick.
I bet they do. Yeah, that sounds like a really fun event, especially being at Rockledge Ranch. And of course, Jonathan, that's just the tip of the iceberg with all the great events in our area, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're less than a week, of course, from the 4th of July.
Yep.
So we've got a bunch of events for the 4th on peakradar.com that you can check out. And as always, there's all sorts of things happening throughout the summer.
And Jonathan, a little birdie told me that you were broadcasting with us live from 16 Mile on Sunday. Was that true or just?
I have no comment.
No comment at this time. Jonathan, it is always great talking with you. Thanks so much for helping us find stuff to do this weekend. And again, check out more events, peakradar.com. Jonathan, have a great weekend. We'll talk with you next week.
You too, Renee. Thanks.
It's approaching 7:42 KRDO News Radio.